Take a look now at sports this morning here on KJN. Starting off with some girls' state tennis results from yesterday, as the singles matches got taken care of yesterday. And there was a member from Atlantic that picked up a seventh place medal in winning the seventh place match, as Liz Matheny lost out in the consolation semifinals to Ina Alkin of Fairfield, 7-5, 7-5, but then moved on into the seventh place match, and she defeated Amanda Stefanik of Oskaloosa, 3-6, 6-4, and 1. And that was a seventh place victory there for Liz Matheny, picking up that medal there for the Trojans. So a nice individual effort there. Congratulations to her. Other results also from state tennis around the state. It was in other place matches. The fifth place matchup saw Christy Carr of Ballard defeat Ina Alkin of Fairfield, 6-1, 6-3. Kylie Vogel of Comanche won the third place match, defeating Mary Ide of Fort Dodge St. Edmund, 6-1, 6-3. And in the 1A championship, it was Sarah Dalton of Dubuque-Wallert defeating Celia Morton of Dubuque-Wallert, 6-0, 6-4, to pick up that 1A championship. Also in the class 1A doubles matchups, in the seventh place match, it was Beth Ryder and Teal Driscoll of Clarinda defeating Katie Meyer and Kathleen Hutchinson of Dubuque-Wallert, 6-4, 6-5, or 7-5. So the team there from Clarinda picks up a seventh place medal. Also in the fifth place matchup, it was Allie Gerking and Aubrey Colgraf of Spirit Lake Okoboji defeating Kim Bierbauer and Rachel Schaefer of Waterloo Columbus, 3-6, 6-2, and 1. Also in the Class 1A third place matchup, it was Lindsay McGonigal and Lindsay McManus of Waterloo Columbus defeating Whitney Shipper and Ashley Dolman of Applington Parkersburg, 6-3, 6-2. And in the 1A championship, it was a team from Red Oak picking up the championship. Rachel Pearson and Emily Pearson, the team from Red Oak, defeated Tiana Bark and Jalen Deering of Comanche, 6-0, 6-1, to pick up that 1A championship. So congratulations to that doubles championship team there from Red Oak. Also yesterday, the latest softball rankings for the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union were released, and taking a look at some of the top area squads there for you. In Class 3A, Winterset ranked fourth with their 6-1 record here so far on the season. Harlan ranked eighth. Sioux City Bishop Helan ranked ninth. Top spot goes to Clear Creek Amana, currently in 3A. In 2A, the top-ranked team is Bondurant Farrar. And no real local teams except for Logan Magnolia, who is ranked at the 14th spot. Also in Class 1A, Akron Westfield has the top mark right now tabbed on them. And Trainer ranked 12th as well here from the area. So that's some of those rankings. You can take a look at all that on our website at KJN.com on the sports page. Also, a game you heard here last night on KJN in the Major League Baseball scene. It was Lance Berkman hit a three-run homer, and Albert Pujols had a two-run shot. Jaime Garcia bounced back from the worst outing of his career to lead the Cardinals to a 6-1 win over the Chicago Cubs, their rival on Friday night. Garcia allowed a run and four hits over eight innings, improving to 4-0 with a sparkling .46 ERA and five home starts this season. He struck out eight and walked one in his first game since he surrendered 11 earned runs in a 15-4 loss at Colorado on May 28th. NL Central leading St. Louis had dropped their last two games. Chicago has lost four in a row and six of seven. The Cubs had won their last five games in St. Louis prior to last night. We'll have more Cardinals-Cubs here today and tomorrow for you here on the radio. Other Major League Baseball scores in the American League. It was Texas over Cleveland 11-2. Toronto topped Baltimore 8-4. Boston 8-6 over the Athletics. It was the White Sox topping Detroit 6-4. Minnesota topped Kansas City 5-2. The Angels beat the Yankees 3-2. And Seattle blanked Tampa Bay 7-0. In the National League, Pittsburgh 2-1 over Philadelphia in 12 innings. It was Atlanta topping the Mets 6-3. Cincinnati 2-1 over the Dodgers. Milwaukee 6-5 over Florida. Arizona 4-0 over Washington. It was San Diego getting by Houston 3-1. And San Francisco also a 3-1 winner over Colorado. In Pacific Coast League baseball action, the Iowa Cubs lost last night to Nashville. Nashville a winner there 5-1. Omaha, the Storm Chasers, pick up a victory over New Orleans 6-4 in that contest. And now the Storm Chasers and the Cubs will take on each other, and that'll be played at Principal Park here today and tomorrow. It's a 7:05 first pitch tonight over at Principal Park between the iCubs and the Omaha Storm Chasers, and tomorrow will be an afternoon first pitch of 1:05. In college baseball news for you, Jonas Dufek threw a five-hitter, and Scott Thornburg and Anthony Bimboom had consecutive RBI singles in the seventh inning in Creighton's 2-1 victory over Georgia on Friday in the opening game of the NCAA Corvallis Regional. Dufek struck out 10 and walked one in the game that took 1 hour 46 minutes to complete. He retired the Bulldogs in order in the eighth and the ninth innings with no ball leaving the infield. On Saturday, Creighton will face the winner of the game between Oregon State and Arkansas Little Rock. Georgia will play the loser in the four-team double elimination regional. Jonathan Hester had an RBI double for Georgia in the seventh. Michael Polzone allowed seven hits in eight innings for the Bulldogs as well. In other sporting news, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell believes the owners and players are now committed to continue talks until a labor deal is reached and says he'll spend the weekend getting ready for the next set of negotiations. While the owners and players sprint Friday in a St. Louis courtroom arguing over the legality of the lockout, Goodell visited with troops at a U.S. Army base in North Carolina. Goodell says the good thing that came out of this week's secret talks in Chicago was that the owners and players met directly instead of through lawyers and that both sides want to continue the dialogue. Goodell declined to say if he'd be helping prepare a new offer from the owners this weekend, but says the recent talks were a positive sign for us. It's a dream matchup in Paris in the men's French Open final on Sunday. Top seed Rafael Nadal will once again square off against nemesis Roger Federer, the third seed in the tournament. Nadal advanced with a 6-4, 7-5, 6-4 win over Andy Murray, while Federer disposed of Novak Djokovic 7-6, 6-3, 3-6, and 7-6. Djokovic entered the match unbeaten in 41 matches this year. Nadal and Federer have met 24 times, with Nadal winning 16 of those encounters. The pairing is their fourth in 6 years in the French Open final. The loss cost Djokovic the world number one ranking. The women's championship match is set for today, with six-seeded Li Na facing number five and defending champion Francesca Schiavone. Shaquille O'Neal's NBA career is over. The 15-time All-Star held a retirement news conference at his home in Windermere, Florida, and he took the time to thank family and friends as well as fans and co-players. He cited former Lakers coach Phil Jackson and his college coach at LSU, Dell Brown, as two major contributors to his career. Among the things he said he would miss with a smile on his face were free throws. Despite scoring over 28,000 points in his career, free throw shooting was his Achilles heel.